First of all, I was not so very, very clear, because I was not only touching about racism, I was touching about all foul language or what is on the field of play. But this is a detail now. What I want to say is constructing bridges between the people, constructing bridges not only on racism, but in discrimination. When I look what football has done and will do also in Palestine, with their neighbors, Israel, in the Arabic world, how football has been introduced also for women football. It's another culture. And then, at a certain, I found myself pushed into a corner of a very, I would say, unfortunate words I have used, and this I deeply, deeply regret.
Has this been the worst 48 hours for you as FIFA president? You're clearly very hurt by the reaction.
It hurts, and I'm still hurted, because I couldn't expect or just envisage such a reaction. But the reaction is there, and when you are in a situation where you have done something which was absolutely not totally correct, otherwise it wouldn't have created this, I can only say I'm sorry for all those people. They have been affected by my declarations. And I can just ensure that my fight against racism and discrimination will go on. It will never stop.
There's been lots of calls for you to consider your position following this, adding to many calls in the past over other issues such as corruption. Have you thought in the last 48 hours that you would walk away, that you might resign?
Oh, no, I cannot. I cannot resign. Why should I resign? When you are faced with a problem, you have to solve the problem and to go out and to leave the organization. This would be unfair. This would be totally unfair and is not compatible with my fighting spirit, my character, my energy, my commitment, my personal commitment to football, and my personal commitment to bring our organization, the FIFA, again in this light of credibility. So I cannot go out because there is a serious incident, because you cannot say it's not serious, but we have to go on, I have to go on, and I am sure, and let's see how it will be the reaction, especially in the continent which is affected by this, but I'm sure we go together, and this situation now can only make us stronger by uniting all efforts. And I have to say one thing, and there I was not absolutely on my line. I have put in zero tolerance, and it should be also, and it shall be, zero tolerance on the field of play as well.
So just to be clear, with racism, if there is a racist comment, if one player calls another player a black, a Jew, whatever,
out that of is the game.
Zero tolerance.
Zero tolerance. Finish. Zero tolerance. This was a good lesson for me as well.
In the last 48 hours, players like Rio Ferdinand, established internationals, have called you ignorant, said your comments were condescending, laughable. Andy Cole, who played for Manchester United, I'm sure you remember, called you an out-of-touch buffoon. You're 75 now. Do you really need all this?
No, definitely not. But you know, these are reactions. I don't know if they come out of their heart, of their spirit, or whatever. But if you look at the situation in full activities, I personally and FIFA has done on the field of anti-racism, anti-discrimination, then also we could expect a little bit also from players and star players, a little bit better understanding.
So you're saying they shouldn't have reacted in that way?
No, but listen, they can react, but a little bit more understanding than other people are showing now.
But they were offended, you see. That's why they reacted in that way.
Yeah, that's why I say I'm sorry and I regret it.